This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, skies are mostly clear across Israel. Expect a warm day in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Tehran demand could reshape Lebanon front as IDF warns against risking hard-won gains. This comes from Ynet, reported 4 hours ago. Also, the U.S. Navy strikes an Iranian-flagged ship trying to break the Strait of Hormuz blockade. This news is from the Jerusalem Post in the past hour. Also this hour, a rabbi expresses concern that aid to Gaza might benefit Hamas, but insists hope is central to Zionism today. This is according to JTA an hour ago. Separately, the U.S. and Iran are reportedly close to a one-page memorandum to end the conflict with future nuclear talks. This report comes from I-24 News 6 hours ago. And finally, U.S. Central Command states that the Iranian-flagged oil tanker was struck by cannon fire from a U.S. Navy helicopter. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted just minutes ago that the only solution to Iran's regime involves maximum support for its people and pressure on its leadership. Writing on X just now, an anti-Zionism watch group highlighted how anti-Zionism can manifest in harmful actions beyond speech, affecting Jewish communities. Al Arabiya English, in a recent post, relayed former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Len Khodorkovsky's comments on how both the U.S. and Iran might claim victory in a potential deal. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Tehran's demands. Iran insists any U.S. deal must halt fighting on all fronts, including Lebanon. The IDF warns that troops should hold their current positions until Hezbollah is disarmed. This report from Ynet suggests that any shift could destabilize the region further, affecting regional security. Turning to the incident in the Gulf of Oman. Earlier today, the U.S. Navy confirmed that it struck an Iranian-flagged oil tanker attempting to breach the Strait of Hormuz blockade. According to the Jerusalem Post, the strike involved a helicopter firing 20mm cannon rounds. This action underscores the ongoing tensions in the region, highlighting the risks of further escalation. Meanwhile, a rabbi has addressed concerns about aid to Gaza potentially benefiting Hamas. In his response, published by JTA, he emphasized that Zionism requires maintaining hope. He argues that supporting children in Gaza aligns with Jewish values despite the risks. This highlights the complex balance between humanitarian aid and security concerns for donors. Turning to business and markets. First, in an interview with CTEC, Mark Cranach from Accru Capital stated that accurately pricing current geopolitical risk is impossible. This highlights the uncertainty facing investors amidst ongoing conflicts. Separately, Israeli startup Bridgewise has teamed up with Elon Musk's X platform. Globes reports that this partnership will provide global investors access to sentiment analysis based on billions of online conversations. And finally, according to Ynet Business, unemployment in Israel has reached a post-COVID high. This surge is linked to the ongoing conflict with Iran, as job seekers number 396,000, indicating a tight labor market. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.